And repeat after me these words. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. And I can have what it says I can have. Tonight I will be taught the incorruptible, indestructible seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, 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 never. In Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen. Please remain standing. We're going to read one verse of Scripture, Matthew 25, verse 40. I'm not even going to open my Bible because I know what it says, but you're welcome to. Matthew 25, verse 40. You remember this is the Scripture where Jesus, he's describing the sheep and the goats, and he's describing those that are his sheep. Goats are not his people. They're the devil's people. But the sheep are God's people. And they said, well, how can we know? And he goes on and says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was sick, I know that isn't the verse right there. I'm going to come to it in a minute. I'm before that. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was sick, you helped me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. And they said, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or naked or in prison? He said this. He said, inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Take somebody's hand. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray now that you would just oversee, anoint, bless, and grant your unction and your touch upon each one here and all that we shall minister to. And Lord, forever and ever, may you receive all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. A few years ago, I told the story about someone I heard about. It was in a fairly good-sized town. Not a huge town, but maybe somewhere like Statesboro. I won't say the town. But I shared the story of a man that had lived a rough life. And this man, he got saved. He went to church, his grandmother's church. He got saved there one Sunday. And he got so excited because he was all of a sudden free. He began reading his Bible. The pastor told him, read the Gospel of John. Start there, just like I tell folks. And he started with the Gospel of John and he read it through and he read it again and he read it a third time. And he noticed in the Gospel of John how that all through there and the other Gospels, it talked about doing something for the Lord. And so, after a few Sundays of reading and staying in the Word, this young Christian, and he had long hair, a lot like Tom Akins. I used to have hair down to here, y'all wouldn't believe that. Of course, I didn't weigh about 150 pounds then. That was 50-something pounds ago, and about 30 years ago. But finally, he went to his pastor. He said, Pastor, I've been reading the Bible. And it talks about feeding the hungry. It talks about praying for the sick. It talks about casting out devils. And it talked about witnessing and sharing the gospel with lost people. He said, when are we going to do the stuff? And the pastor said, the stuff? He said, yeah, you know, all that stuff. Praying for the sick, feeding the hungry, leading the lost to Christ. When are we going to do the stuff? And the pastor said, son, I'm sorry. At this church, we don't do the stuff. You'll need to go to another church. He told him some church down the street, a Spirit-filled church. And that was so sad to me. It's still sad in my spirit to think that a pastor has gotten to a place and a church has gotten to a place where they don't do the stuff anymore. You know, we talk a lot about being the church. And the church needs to be the church. Amen? When we come to church, I like to have church, don't you? And I feel like we've had church. We've already gotten our fill up tonight. How many would say I've gotten a fill up already would agree with me? I mean, I've gotten my batteries recharged. But now it's time for the church to not just have church. It's time for us to be the church. I don't want us to just do church. I want us to go and take the church outside the walls of this building. And we're going to do it right now in about 2 minutes. Really? Yeah. What are we going to do? I'm going to ask Gene and Connie, come on down this way, if y'all will. Gene and Connie, come on down to the front, please. Right now. Get that armored truck going. Come on. And I'm going to let Ernie follow him. Y'all go ahead outside. Be loading up. Yeah. Load him up. So where are we going? I want every one of you to go with me now, unless for some special reason you can't. My truck's out here. I can carry a few of you with me if y'all can jump up that high. We got both vans out here. And I think Randy said their vehicle's out there. So where are we going, Pastor? You still ain't told us. No. I'm going to tell you, we're going to Brother Harry's house. Brother Harry couldn't come here to church, so we're going to take the church to him. And what we're going to do is Lindsay's going to lead us. We're going to sing Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. We're going to read a verse of Scripture, and we're going to have prayer with him. It'll last all of about, from the time we leave here to the time we get back, 20 minutes tops. But he's going tomorrow to have a heart catheterization in Macon. And we're going to pray and believe that that's all he needs to have. And I want to ask all of you to please, let's go and be a blessing to Brother Harry. So let's load up, and we're going to go straight there. By the way, on the vans, if y'all will, pull way up down the driveway so that the people in the wheelchairs can pull up in the yard, because they won't have to get out that way. Yeah, we're going to be the church tonight. Where is Jeff Decker at? Jeff, make sure, Lynn, you turn all that stuff off. And Jeff, when you come back, just turn all the lights off and all in here.